Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us with His fadl, His karam, His grace, His mercy, that some moments He gave to us the ability to remember Him. And if Allah ta'ala has given these to us, then inshallah Allah will accept this action of ours, and Allah will make this a means in our hereafter for bakhshish, for forgiveness, inshallah. In this majlis, which is the gathering of dhikr, there are two types of rewards that an individual attains. One is the reward that a person attains, the first type of reward that a person attains when he has joined the gathering of dhikr, is the thawab, the reward that Allah Ta'ala distributes and gives, about which there are many, many hadith, that how much a person attains reward after sitting in the dhikr of Allah. And the example of how much thawab is attained, that after this gathering concludes, Allah Ta'ala forgives the individual who has sat in the gathering of dhikr. So this is one reward, the first part of the reward, you could say. Whoever sits in the majlis, in the gathering of dhikr, that person is mustafid. He benefits from the thawab. May Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala gives to all, whoever it is, whoever's included, joined into the gathering, wherever that person is. This is the gathering of Allah's remembrance, and Allah promises that I will not leave that person empty-handed. In the hadith it stated, whoever comes and sits in the gathering of dhikr will never leave empty-handed. These are the words of the hadith. So this, alhamdulillah, is a great reward indeed, itself. The second thing which is attached to dhikr, especially, specifically, it is linked to the jama'at, the congregation. And this is the second reward of dhikr. And what jamaat is this? Which group of people is this that due to dhikr, that benefit is attained and Allah Ta'ala's reward is given to that person? This is those people who attend this majlis, not just for thawab, but their maqsad, their objective is tazkiyah of the nafs, rectification of the nafs. And this is the jamaat of the Sufis. And so that the objective can be attained, one is the dhakir and one is the Sufi. The dhakir is not a Sufi. Yes? So this is a bit of a deep discussion here. The dhakir cannot be a Sufi. A person who does dhikr for the sake of thawab, Allah gives to him the thawab. But the Sufi is both at the same time. He's a Sufi and a dhakir. What is the meaning of Sufi? Why is Allah Ta'ala giving islah to the Sufi? Why does the Sufi get that extra reward for the jamaat? Because tazkiyah of the qalb, the tafsir, the tazkiyah of the qalb and tafsiyah nafs, tazkiyah of the nafs and tafsiyah qalb, this is what they want to achieve. Those through the remembrance of Allah, the words of remembering Allah, the verses of the Quran, they want to purify not just their nafs, their desires, and the ego and their heart as well. And they inwardly and outwardly want to obey Allah, and inwardly and outwardly they want to leave sins. And from shaitan and nafs, they have started a clash. Yeah, these are the Sufis. These are the qualities of the Sufis. That they want to do amal on Allah's ahkams, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, always to go against shaitan and nafs, not to obey the shaitan and nafs, not to disobey Allah Ta'ala, always to adhere to Allah Ta'ala's orders, and to keep within the boundaries that Allah Ta'ala said. This is the style of the Sufi. And this is called tafsiya qalb and tazkiya nafs. And those individuals get the second type of benefit from the majlis when they attend the majlis. Praise be to Allah, they don't just attain the thawab that the dhakir gets, but they also wash and cleanse their nafs and qalb at the same time, their desires and the heart. So alhamdulillah, in this majlis mostly are those individuals and people like me who are not sincere, possibly, who don't want to attain the full objective, the reward. But mashallah, you individuals, you have that niyyah. So one is the thawab, which is aam, which is common. from Allah Ta'ala, His rahmah and mercy and reward, every man will get that first type of benefit, which is reward. Nobody will leave empty-handed. But in the second type of reward, benefit, the additional benefit, this is specifically for those. Not every man can leave the gathering with that. Not every person can leave with that. Even if he's come for tazkiyah, yes, everyone's stage and step that they're on is different, just like in this majlis we've sat in. Thawab is there, reward is there. But tazkiyah and tafsiyah of the qalb and tazkiyah of the nafs, whoever comes with how much desire and longing, so what do we need to have instill to attain tazkiyah of the nafs and tafsiyah of the qalb? We call this faize rabbani, that is attained. The fares of Allah, faize rabbani, is what a person needs to get from. So you got thawab, reward for doing dhikr. But from Allah, there's a special faiz and light that comes. You know, we call it sakina, which is mentioned in the hadith. So Allah Ta'ala allows sakina to descend upon that jamaat. Those people, say subhanallah, subhanallah, who come to attain tazkiyah of nafs and tafsiyah qalb. You know, in the hadith it says that the angels surround the gathering. Once the angels surround and envelop the gathering, then Allah Ta'ala sends sakina to that gathering. So that sakina, in reality, is what? That is the fares that Allah Ta'ala sends from Him onto that jamaat. And that fares goes towards the qulub and the nafs of those individuals in the gathering. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the point. So fares e Rabbani, the fares that Allah Ta'ala sends, descends as sakina. And who attains that fares? That sakina, mashallah, this is something we have to hear. Look how much research the Sufis have done with regards to jamaat who sit in dhikr. Now fares does not to reach to everybody equally. There's a necessary. The salikeen who've come to attain the fares, to attain faiz, Allah Ta'ala says that when I allow that faiz to descend, the sakina, then the leader of that jamaat, the gathering, you call it the sheikh or the peer, he receives that faiz and then distributes it. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give direct to the individual, sunnati ilahi, sunnah of Allah. Rather, Allah Ta'ala gives to the sheikh, to the ameer of that gathering, and then the sheikh, the teacher, he distributes that faiz. So Allah gives that sakina, and that faiz comes to the sheikh, to the teacher, then it's distributed to the salikeen, those travelers, those individuals who are traveling on that path. So this faiz comes from Allah, faiz-e rabbani, through the mashayikh ikram, it reaches to those salikeen, the travelers, the students who want to travel on this path, who want to do tafsiyah qalb and tazkiyah of their nafs. Now, for this, to attain the sakina and the fares, so the individual gets the first benefit, reward, and secondly, subhanallah, fares, subhanallah. So these are the two things you should make niyyah when you come to the gathering of dhikr and you're a salik, then you should make intention to attain both. You want to gain the reward, the thawab, and the second benefit, which is the fares, which is the crux of the matter, which is really what we want to. We really want to attain the fares, which is the cream. We want to develop spiritually. We want to make a spiritual connection with this majlis. The noor, we want it to increase. Our spiritual strength and intensity should increase from one majlis to another. Because then that person's darajat, his levels increase, his status increases. After every majlis, a salik, his darajat should increase, his maqam status should increase, his promotion should be attained. And from this majlis of dhikr, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not difficult, is it? In these same majalis, a salik promotes himself, darajat, status, spiritual levels, spiritual status, spiritual reward, and alqabat and status, abdal, the kutub, the ghawth, the different levels of spirituality. When a student sits in the gathering of his sheikh and does dhikr, when that fares comes from Allah and is distributed via the sheikh to the students, through that spiritually the students improve. So how important is this majlis to me? Should we leave this? Never should we leave this gathering. And always, every majlis is unique, because this is Allah's shan, this is Allah's glory, Allah's style of giving. Allah wants to give as much as possible. He doesn't want to leave anybody empty-handed. So the student can reach to the extreme heights. But what's the condition? The condition to attain faiz. How does a person attain faiz? That if the person is working as a magnet, then he will pull on the faiz. Otherwise, faiz will not be attained. And what is that element that we need? That magnetic effect, the most important thing within the Sufi, in this path of tazkiyah and tafsiyah, that is i'tiqad al-shaykh. This is a big point. And here is where a person loses out. and goes empty-handed. The more a person has itiqad, the belief, the aqeedah in the Shaykh, look, Naqshbandiya, the head of the Naqshbandi, this is Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband, rahmatullah alayhi, stated, yaqeen tar, kamil tar. The person, the student, where the more belief and aqeedah the student has in the Shaykh, the more he will spiritually be elevated and become complete. And he hadn't said anything else. He didn't speak about any ibadah. Hazrat didn't mention any worship. What did he mention? Itiqad and yaqeen in the Shaykh. Belief in the Shaykh, certainty in the Shaykh, yaqeen in the Shaykh. The more the student's belief and certainty and trust in the Shaykh is high, the more he will attain from that majlis and gathering and leave that gathering with more. And the more he is weak, if the student is weak in itiqad, and the weakness, what is the meaning of weak itiqad? What's the meaning of weak belief or certainty in the Shaykh? That a person who's strong in his belief in the Shaykh or weak in the belief in the Shaykh, those who have weak belief in the Shaykh, they have wasawis, whispering in their ears, bad thoughts, negative thoughts, less belief in the Shaykh, looking left and right, not being satisfied, less yaqeen, shaitan whispers into their minds, into their hearts, that this is not right, or I'm not benefiting here. No, have you? How can this be? Why is this person doing this? How did Hazrat do this? Why is he saying this? Why is he said this? This one shouldn't be like this, should be like this. These are all the distractions of shaitan that he whispers and injects into the mind of the student to weaken his aqeedah. So that he is a loser and loses out in the benefit, and then he cannot spiritually benefit, and then he becomes opposite to the Shaykh. In opposition to it, always a student should think that, is my aqeedah strong with my Shaykh? Is my belief in my Shaykh strong? How free am I from wasafis of shaitan? How free am I from bad thoughts? How much is my yaqeen baland, heightened at the heights with my Shaykh? If the strength of the belief and conviction and trust and yaqeen, certainly the Shaykh is strong, then from just one majlis gathering, the student starts to reach intense heights of spirituality. Many people say, I'm weak in dhikr, I can't pray tahajjud, the wazaif you give, I do some dhikr, I can't complete it. But itiqad is so strong, their belief in the Shaykh is so strong, rock solid, as soon as they sit in the majlis, then they start to float on air. Subhanallah. They start to float on air. That I've seen this in Hazrat's majalis, my Shaykh's gatherings. I saw such people that, mashallah, they were very strong and spiritually uplifted, that within hours or minutes they used to get progression spiritually, because they had strong itiqad, trust in the Shaykh, belief in the Shaykh. They never had any clash in their minds. They never had any confusion in their minds. They were not upset in their minds. Their total belief and certainty in the Shaykh. Amanna wa sadaqna Shaykh. Whatever you say, whatever you do, I have iman and I will follow you. That's it, end of story. Whoever says the Shaykh's wrong, he is wrong. Whatever the Shaykh says wrong is correct. Whatever he says correct is correct beyond correct. This is called itiqad. They won't think, oh, how did this happen? No. Whatever the Shaykh said, that's it, is strong enough for me. And this is Allah Ta'ala's glory, that if from the Shaykh even something wrong comes out, a mistake, etc., for the murid, it's correct and truth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the itiqad in the Shaykh. So this is how much fares the student attains in the dunya. The all of his benefit in this world and thereafter is linked to itiqad, belief and certainty in yaqeen in the Shaykh. So alhamdulillah, my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us these majalis. We are very fortunate, us people, that we have attained these majalis. And Allah Ta'ala has given us majalis upon majalis in abundance, regularly. This is Allah's rahmah and mercy. The thousands of people, 5,000 people, 5,000 people in a week, they join into these majalis of ours in a week. 5,000 in total. Is this some minor thing? It's a great achievement, alhamdulillah. A great fact. The 5,000 on normal days. And in Ramadan, 50,000, the accumulation of the numbers, mashallah. And how regularly Allah Ta'ala is spreading this dhikr. So wherever you are, if you have itiqad, belief, conviction, men and women, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give that person the full color and effect of ma'rifah, of his nearness and his irfan. Subhanallah. So this fairs, to attain this fairs, now dhikr. When Hazrat Sahib said to me that host dhikr, teach dhikr, Hazrat Sahib explained to me the tariq of dhikr and explained that go and do dhikr yourself and teach dhikr to others. Hazrat Sahib explained to me one fact, and this is the manner and the habit of the shaykhs, whether they do dhikr in isolation on their own or in a gathering. Subhanallah. The shajara. They read the shajara. By memory, every sadiq murid remembers the shajara. Yes? And this is a common thing. There's no need to remind. This is a sabak. So in this, all the mashayikh ikram, their name is mentioned in the shajra. And every silsila, Naqshbandi silsila, this is the root. Every salik has that silsila in his pocket. And he's sitting on his own, wherever he is. He remembers the verses, and wherever he's sitting, he starts to recite the verses. Himself has a Fazal Ali Quraishi, and then when he used to do tasbih, then he would recite the verses of the Shajra Mubarak. As a Grami Qadr and other great sheikhs I've seen, alhamdulillah, they recite the ashar of the Shajra. Sometimes we read them as well. What's the reason for this? You see that these kalamat that we recite, this is not the part of our dhikr. I've told this before. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's a special importance attached to these verses. There's a reason why we read these verses. Otherwise, our dhikr is what? Our dhikr is maraqabah. Silent dhikr. Ismi dhat, Allah's name. That's our dhikr. The pure dhikr. Come, Shaykh sits, he puts the cloth on his head, and everyone is then, mashallah, deep in dhikr for 30-45 minutes. But why is this condition being put? Why did Hazrat Sahib say to me, recite this dhikr, repeat this dhikr? First, do what Hazrat Sahib said? First, you need to recite these kalamat, these verses, because every verse has a connection, a link with a pious elder of our silsala. Each of the pious elders in our silsala, in our chain of sheikhs to the Prophet ﷺ, has a link to each of these verses. Like, read, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. This is the khatam of my sheikh. That's why I read this in a beautiful way. And this is the in memory of my sheikh, Hazrat Sahib, Grami Qadr. So every verse we read, which is a verse of the Quran, obviously you get thawab, reward for it, and we recite Durood Sharif. But there is a certain amount, a quantity. So we recite these verses because they have a number to be recited, and they are linked to our pious elders. So when we recite these verses, before we do maraqabah, the reason is that our mashayikh akram, we are sending thawab to them, ithali thawab. We recite the verses of the Quran that are connected to our mashayikh, our pious elders. We send the ithali thawab to them, and then we read the shajra, because we then sit totally prepared. All the mashayikh of the Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi order, we receive their fez, the fez, the blessings, the virtue, they rain down from Bukhara, Samarkand, from Hindustan, from India, from Pakistan, from Dera Ghazi Khan. Subhanallah. From the whole worldwide, this dunya is nothing. This is a spiritual globe. It's a spiritual ball. Yes, everything's coming to us. So today, tasawwuf, I'm teaching you the principles. So if you're sat, oh, we're going on holiday, I'm going surat, go, alhamdulillah. And where you do dhikr there, then all the mashayikhs, the wajah will focus on you if you're there. If your sheikh gives you hukam, you're going there, fine, do dhikr there, and you're hosting dhikr, or you're doing dhikr, sheikh is giving you ijazah, go and do dhikr there. Wherever you are sat down, then your focus will change, your sheikh will start to give you fares, blessings, wherever you are. This is the tariqah, the system that Allah Ta'ala spreads around the world. So to attain fares, the blessings, we recite Khatam Khwajgan, we recite the Shajra Mubarak. And the focus spiritual, it comes towards the individual who's doing dhikr of Allah. After that, Allahu Akbar, look where the faith comes from. Then when you start reciting the shajr, Hazrat Karami Qadr's name will come, different names come. Where will you get to? To Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and then to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So all of the great personalities, from the greatest, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, all the way down to Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh, then that phase rains down on those people who are doing dhikr. Then imagine if that person's itiqad is weak, his belief is weak, then it's just like Allah Ta'ala is sending rain from the skies, there's drought on the earth, but that earth is rock solid, and the water falls on the earth, and then it drips away and flows away, because that earth is not fertile, doesn't want to absorb. So there cannot be no greater loser than that student whose itiqad, belief is weak. He is leaving the majlis as a loser. Here or wherever he is, he should attain full benefits. Always what we should do is correct our aqeedah, question our aqeedah, shaitan attacks our conditions, the dunya, our circumstances, they'll pinch us, they'll push us and make us weak, make us doubt. Doubt. A person says, I'm a murid, but he's not a murid, he's not a student. Inside, he's dirty, he's got doubts, he's not a magnet, his itiqad is weak, he doesn't like the words of his sheikh, or he disagrees, and he plays a game calling himself a murid, but inside, he's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite, he doesn't realize. So, always the salik, the journey, the traveler on the journey towards Allah has to recheck himself, analyze and question, how much wazaf is had inside me against my sheikh? How weak is my aqeedah? What are the circumstances in my life? And I should control myself. I should cry and ask Allah and plead that Allah correct my thinking and remove my doubts and remove my weakness and my belief. And those verses that should give me faiz, I should give sadaqah, khayrat, du ithali thawab, and recite Quran and send the rule to my shaykh and to our pious predecessor to attain the spiritual blessings of our mashaykh, and Allah Ta'ala will give. So this was a big lesson for us to understand. We need to be very focused on these points. We don't just come to the majlis to attain thawab reward. We come here for the bigger benefit, to attain the massive fares that is there for us to attain. So we should recite the shajara, send the reward on our mashayikh, especially to our Shaykh Hazrat's words himself, rahmatullahi alayh, that do ithal to your Shaykh. Yes, wealth, sadaqah, you spend money for the sake of Allah and reciting Quran and verses when you do dhikr. As much as you can include your shaykh in the reward you attain from Allah, then the affairs of your shaykh will be attained. The shaykh cannot control that. The shaykh cannot control it. It's Allah Ta'ala who controls it. It's in Allah's hands how much he distributes and gives. Allah Ta'ala turns the focus of the affairs to that individual who's doing these good actions. Maybe I've told you this before, that there are many great shaykhs who have passed in the history of Islam. This is the history of the awliya Allah that we should read about and should be aware about. The amount of history we read, any silsila will see one thing in the history of tasawwuf, that the murid and the shaykh, the relationship, subhanAllah. If you look at the learnings, you look at the qasasis, the stories of the great pious predecessors, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delwi rahmatullahi wrote many accounts of the mashayikh and their students, and many, many great teachers, the mushaykh that passed away, their stories, their events, that their lives, how did they pass, what did they do, so we can learn about their hal, circumstances, and also follow in their footsteps. Take any shaykh, any great shaykh, the first thing you will realize is that before ibadah, worship, tazkiyah, the first thing is that how much did he love his own teacher, the great shaykh himself, the Hazrat Sahib, in the 1800s, a great wali of Allah, in the 1800s, in the 19th century, a shaykh passed away. This is quite a long time ago, I'm remembering. Hazrat Shamsuddin Salvi, rahmatullahi, he's a shaykh in the Chishti silsila, the Chishti order. And a beautiful example that this is how much a person loves his shaykh, a student. He was a shaykh himself, but how he loved his shaykh and the maqam Allah Ta'ala gave to the student. That such great fares is being distributed in Pakistan. Today, obviously, there are many things that are contamination of this great practice of the tasawwuf. But Hazrat Shamsuddin Salvi, and he, his peer, his sheikh, and his name is eluded my memory, and he had a connection with his teacher. He established a connection with his teacher. And when you think about this event, you get shocked that his sheikh at that time, you know, people had horses as transport. There wasn't a car, there weren't motorways. So his sheikh used to travel on horse. And his sheikh, what happened? That to do the ziyarah of his sheikh, this was his regular habit. So he'd say, come with me. So the sheikh would say to his murid, Shamsuddin, that come with me, I'm going to see my own sheikh. So he would say himself, yes, Hazrat, please take me with you, I'll go with you to see your own sheikh. So Hazrat would sit on the horse along with his sheikh, and he'd be going to see his own sheikh, his grandfather. And Hazrat Shamsuddin Salvi, look, he's there on the horse with the sheikh. How students attain maqam. That's why we're sat here. We want the same with ourselves, don't we? The same marifat is attained, the same irfan, nearness to Allah is attained. Everything is the same today. The same principles that was the tasawwuf. There's no difference in Allah's rahmah and mercy. Those abdals will come, the kutubs will come. Everything is there today, even now. Rather, the abdal, when he dies, passes away, then straight away Allah Ta'ala replaces the abdal with another abdal. SubhanAllah, that silsila is continuing. And the world is not empty. Great personalities are still here. So, Hazrat Shamsuddin Salvi, he would get onto the horse with the sheikh, and mashallah, there was some luggage of Hazrat, his sheikhs. He would put his sheikh's goods onto his head, told them, and they used to travel a few hundred miles. SubhanAllah, a few hundred miles, and he's walking and he's on the horse. And once Hazrat was traveling, and he saw a few years this was happening, 14 years they traveled together, 14 years. The sheikh with his student going to see sheikh, and Hazrat turned and looked back, that the hair on his head, they were stuck next to the horse on the saddle, you know, the straps of the saddle. And if you imagine you pull one of your hairs and a few hundred miles he's walking with the sheikh. So his sheikh's on the horse, and the student, Hazrat Shamsuddin Salvi, he's got his goods on his head, and his hair has got intertwined in the strap of the saddle. And the sheikh said, "Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "No problems, Hazrat Sahib. There was no pain for me, no trouble, no difficulty." And when the sheikh saw this, and he didn't even have feet on his shoes on his feet, and he took his ears out when they were stuck. He said, "Why don't you wear shoes?" He said, "Hazrat, bas, I'm in a rush normally when we depart, and I leave my shoes 14 years without wearing the shoe slippers. There weren't roads there. There were rough patches, mud, nettles, and plants." And Hazrat Sheikh said, "Huh? What's this?" He said, "You shouldn't do like this. You should have told me." Then his sheikh took his blessed slippers off and gave them to his student, that you put these on. So this was the hukum of sheikh. He could not deny it. He said, "Okay, I'll put them on." And then he went back onto the horse. What did he do? He took the slippers and he picked up the luggage, and he put the slippers, he hid them, and he didn't wear them. I'm telling you about aqeedah. The student who has aqeedah, then for example, who doesn't have aqeedah, he'll say, "Oh, these slippers smell, I don't dislike this." Even now I think, alhamdulillah, for several years my habit was, when I was with Hazrat Sahib in Makkah, then Hazrat Sahib's blessed slippers, I'd embrace them to my chest. And when I, subhanAllah, nobody knew, I'd put Hazrat Sahib's slippers next to my chest, over my heart. Morning and evening, I'd put his slippers next to my heart. Nobody could see it, because I'd conceal them underneath my sheet. And I did this for several years. Subhanallah, I had so much love that I didn't feel the Hazrat Sahib's shoes, that I put them beneath my hands. They don't have the maqam. So I'd lift the slippers up. And he put the slippers up, put them on his head. This is not to convince his sheikh or to show off. This is the junoon, the student who wants to attain Allah Ta'ala's marifah and nearness. And you can give fatwas on this, whatever you want. But this is junoon. You need the love, the ishq for the teacher for this. Subhanallah. So he started to continue in the journey. And they traveled more and more, and he saw back. He looked back, and the sheikh saw that he thought the sheikh he saw, he wasn't wearing the slippers. His slippers, the sheikh saw his student. He got off. He said, I gave you the slippers to wear, and you didn't wear the slippers. Why didn't you wear them? Where have you put them?" He said, "Hazrat, their maqam, I've put them where their maqam is, subhanAllah, where their status is." What was the maqam? And he put the luggage down. He said, "Hey, Hazrat, I put your slippers on my head, beneath your goods." And then he embraced his student, subhanAllah. And when he embraced his student for quite a while in that jungle, he cried and he said to his murid, that "Allah Sain, Allah Sain, Allah Sain, my Shams, my student, give him the effect. Allah, give him the full color and effect. Allah, give him the spiritual intensity. Bring the color, bring the effect." And such fares is delivered then to the student. Because this is where a student loves the sheikh, blindly follows and loves the sheikh. He stated that when he passed away, then my hal was such of ishq and love and regard for my teacher. So this is a misal, an example, that 40 years my habit was what? That for 40 years I would travel for miles to do the ziyarah of my sheikh. This is how much I used to remember my sheikh. I'd go there straight away. I was desperate. 40 years, he said, that even my khankah was sat down. And I had a big madrasa, and he was a great alim and muhaddith. And I used to teach a bit. And I used to be desperate. 40 years I travel to this extent, that's how I passed away. So my brothers, this is how Allah Ta'ala gives to the students because of the itiqad, Allah's marifah and nearness. And this is the path that Allah Ta'ala has given us, the path of His love. And many people have won and attained and gained and benefited. So when the student embarks on this journey and has yaqeen, solid yaqeen and belief in the sheikh, that I want to attain Allah's nearness through the company of my sheikh, the connection of my sheikh, through his benefit, then Allah Ta'ala gives the full effect and color to the student. So anyway, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we are broken down, humble, bone idol servants of Allah, so we should have sincerity. We should embark on this journey, increase our love and itiqad and belief in the sheikh. When Allah gives tawfiq to attend the gathering, the majlis, then remember these two points. Benefit one is there, indeed the thawab, the reward. But we are coming for the greater benefit, the ziyarah of our sheikh, so that we can get fares, the full fares and the benefit. May Allah Ta'ala increase our itiqad. Do dua that Allah increase my itiqad, belief and conviction, my sheikh. Then pray to nafal salah before you come to the majlis. Do dua to Allah that Allah, I'm going to the majlis, the company of my teacher. Allah, don't make me a loser. make me gain full benefit, and through the chest and heart of my Shaykh, give me full ma'rifah and nearness to you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.